Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for all your support. Here now is today's episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, The Bilked Baroness Matter.
For your listening enjoyment, John Lund as...
Johnny Dollar.
Ben Turner, Johnny. How did your blood pressure react to hobnobbing with nobility?
Well, so far, I don't feel a thing.
How are you going to? Nothing like the beautiful Baroness Olga Jarmas to provide impact.
How much of a jolt has she given you?
About $100,000. Jewels and furs. Stolen from a New York penthouse last night. But get this. Two marriages ago, the Baroness was a Mrs. Thomas Bentley. Last week, Bentley filed a petition in bankruptcy. His commercial photography outfit's about $100,000 in the red.
Well, one coincidence doesn't make a fraudulent claim.
Did you read the gossip columns, didn't I?
Why is that?
Then you'd know what beautiful Baroness has been seen billing and cooing with what broke ex-husband.
Well, it's kind of late to scoop George Fisher now, but I'll try. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Home Office, Eastern Indemnity and Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Bilked Baroness matter. Expense account item one, $6.35. Gas and oil, sandwich and coffee between Hartford and New York. The penthouse of the Baroness Olga Jarvash lay atop a 35-story granite and glass apartment hotel on the east side. I ran the gauntlet of suspicious doorman, supercilious desk clerk, and snobbish elevator boy, only to find myself in what was destined to be a short-lived interview with the Baroness.
I am so terribly sorry, Mr. Dollar, but you have come at a most inopportune time. Help that careless maid of mine. It is her day off. I am rushing to attend a cocktail party, and I simply cannot find a thing. Not one thing. It is a most inopportune moment.
Well, I wouldn't want to keep you from a cocktail party, Baroness, but there is some information I'd like to have.
But I have told everything I know to the police. So why not run along like a dear man and get your information from them, huh? Oh, my gloves. Oh, yes. Stupid maid. Where did she put my gloves?
Well, while you're looking, maybe you can tell me when you first noticed the loss?
It was when I returned home last night, of course. At 2:30 in the morning. I pay no attention to time. The police will know I called them immediately.
Mm-hmm. Anybody with you when you came back home?
My dear man, is all this questioning absolutely necessary? After all, I did not steal my own furs and jewels. Now, why do you not go after the criminals who are responsible?
Well, some cooperation from you might help me do that.
Very well. I will tell you all I know. Early last evening, I had a few friends up for drinks. We left for the theater at approximately 8 o'clock. Afterwards, there was a supper club. Dinner, dancing. I came home. My things were gone.
Anyone come up with you?
If you must know, yes. Thomas escorted me home.
That's Thomas Bentley, your former husband?
Yes, of course. Now, you simply must excuse me, Mr. Dollar. I'm terribly late. My friends will never forgive me.
You sound more worried about your friends than you do about the robbery.
But of course, the loss of dear friends is irreplaceable. But so far as those trinkets and furs are concerned...
Yeah, I know. You're insured. Expense account item two, $15. Five apiece to the employees I'd met on the way up. But outside of learning that Olga's penthouse was a gathering place for practically every screwball in New York, I came up with nothing. Things turned out a little better over at Center Street, where I met Lieutenant Lewison of robbery, who was in charge of the investigation.
Looks like an inside job to me, Dollar.
Well, what's the dope on it, Lieutenant?
Only two doors to the penthouse, front and service. Neither one was forced. Service door bolted and double locked from the inside.
So someone got in the front way with a key, huh?
Seems reasonable. Outside of the furs and jewels, nothing else in the apartment was touched. Whoever did it knew exactly where to go. No ransacking. The job was well planned and well carried out.
Uh-huh. You got a list of those who have keys?
Well, you can't possibly narrow them down. The Baroness hands them out to her friends like tossing confetti at a New Year's party. We checked the obvious ones, maid, hotel employees. Haven't come up with a thing.
There were two full-length coats, two jackets, and a stole among the missing furs.
That's right.
Well, now, the jewelry might not be too hard to handle, but how did anybody get out with a load of fur like that and not be noticed?
I don't think it's possible. Another thing that makes it look like an inside job. The Baroness telling me she had some friends up last night?
Yeah, she mentioned it.
Didn't happen to mention Vasily Udescu, did she?
No. Should she have?
He was one of them. The doorman tells us that while the rest of the party came down around 8, Udescu didn't leave till 11:30.
Might be interesting to know why, huh?
Yeah, particularly in view of the fact he's got a record. Suspected confidence game on a Fifth Avenue jewelry store, suspicion of shoplifting furs, no conviction. Could be we'll close this as soon as we pick him up.
Maybe.
Why the doubt? You know something we don't?
Yeah. I haven't had an easy case in 3 years. And I don't think you've had too many either. My next stop was East 56th Street in the commercial art studios of Thomas Bentley. Inside the converted brownstone, a lovely blonde in fur parka and ski pants was posing on a big heap of artificial snow under the glare of sweltering lights.
All right, move the number 3 spot about a half foot to the left there, Joey.
Okay. A little more.
Oh, yeah, that's it. All right. Now, smile, darling. Make like you were enjoying it.
No.
I said smile. Try thinking of a nice, cold, extra-dry martini at Antoine.
That's it.
Hold it. Good. Set up for the next shot, boys.
Okay, Mr. Professor.
Are you Tom Bentley?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
My name is Johnny Dollar, insurance investigator.
Oh, you want to talk about that stuff of August?
That's right.
Well, make it some other time, Dollar. I'm pretty busy right now.
Yeah, I was wondering.
About what?
How you could be in full operation when you're supposed to be dead broke.
Trying to figure some tie-in between the 100 grand of insurance and my bankruptcy petition?
Might not be too big a jump.
The beautiful Baroness always moves onward and upward, Dollar.
You better break that down for me.
I was only sucker number 2 on a list of 4 husbands. How could I top number 4?
The Baron Jarvis.
Legitimate title, bulging with boodle. And he kicked off after 1 year under the strain of keeping up with Olga. Believe me, she hasn't the slightest inclination of getting involved in fraud to help out sucker number 2.
Then how come you're making a play for her again?
My motives are purely mercenary. All I want from her is a loan of about 20 grand. That would hold off the creditors until I get back on my feet.
How are you making out?
So far, no dice.
Well, your place is open.
A deal with the creditors. I draw a measly 100 bucks a week until they get paid off, if they ever do. So, that's my story, darling. I know from nothing, believe me.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, Tom, but Joe says they're ready on the next sitter.
Oh, okay, Harley. I'll be right there.
I wanted you to take a look at this leopard skin costume for the jungle shot.
Well, what about it?
Well, take a look at the way the thing fits. It's ridiculous. Doesn't give me a chance to really expand my chest. I was thinking if I wore some kind of loincloth instead, it would give you the opportunity to shoot all my muscles in place.
I'll think about it, Tom.
Well, I brought one along with me just in case, Tom. I'll put it on for you. No sense in hiring a 44 chest if you're not going to show it off. And with loincloth, you can show the muscular play of my entire body.
Okay, Harley. I'll go. I'll be in there in a minute.
Sure, Tom. And I'll change costumes meanwhile.
Oh, my Lord. How do they make them that way? Body of a Hercules and the mind of a second-class ape.
Well, I guess we all have our troubles, Mr. Bentley. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, sure. It's okay, Dollar. Oh, Dollar.
Yeah?
Where are you staying in town?
At the Plaza. Why?
Well, I understand insurance companies offer rewards for recovery of stolen property. Something like 20%, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
And no questions asked?
Got something in mind, Mr. Bentley?
Just wondering.
It was getting late in the day and time for the inner man to be cared for. So I headed for the Plaza Bar. En route, I stopped to telephone Lieutenant Lewison.
You know, Dollar, this case might not be so tough as that.
What have you come up with, Lieutenant?
Vasily Udescu, picked him up 20 minutes ago.
Don't tell me he confessed.
No, not that, baby.
I didn't think it could be that easy.
No, it's not. We'll just have to be satisfied with the stolen jewelry we found in his apartment.
It is an impossibility, a most indignant outrage. Me, Vasily Udescu, being accused like a criminal element. I will sue you before the court for every penny you have.
You said that before, Udescu.
And I will say it again and again, until you have released me.
What have you got on him, Lieutenant?
Exhibits A and B, dollars. One emerald ring, one diamond bracelet. Looks familiar.
They were covered under August policy, all right.
I do not care what you covered my wrist. I do not know those things. I do not know how they got into my apartment. And I want to call my attorney.
Well, at least I can be the last part of that.
You were at the Baroness's last night, weren't you?
And why should I not be? We are the most dear of friends.
Well, the rest of the party left for the theater at 8 o'clock. You didn't leave until somewhere around
11:30. 11:30. And this is a criminal act, I presume?
No, but it might require a little explanation.
So I had seen the play they were going to do. Why should I be bored all over again? I remained there, comfortable, having some drinks, until it was time to join them at the Leglon.
Uh-huh. How'd you get the furs out of the building?
I took no furs nowhere out of no building.
How about the rest of the jury?
I know nothing about you. And I will say no more until I have talked to my attorney. So.
Okay, Udescu. This way.
In here. Sergeant Ryan will let you make the call. After you get through, Ryan, book him on suspicion of
robbery. Believe me, you will regret this, Lieutenant. I will commence proceedings to sue you at once.
Yeah, okay, Udescu.
What do you think, Stalin?
Well, you've got enough to book him on.
Meaning it's not enough for you?
No, not quite.
How do you figure?
Well, that bracelet appraises around 10,000, the ring around 3. I've still got 87,000 to go. Expense account item 3, $1.50. Double scotch at the Plaza Bar. I could have saved the double. Halfway through, I was called to the phone.
Tom Bentley, dollar. Come over here to the studio right away.
Why?
I've got something for you on August robbery.
Oh, what's that?
I just happen to know where the loot is.
I'll be right there, Bentley.
And now with our star, John Lund, we bring you the second act of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
I put in a call to Lewison, and after violating some minor traffic regulations and the composure of a few New York drivers, I pulled up in front of Tom Bentley's studios. The headquarters car was parked out in front, and Lewison was waiting for me just inside.
It didn't take you very long, Dollar.
No, I caught all the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bentley?
Back here. The funny thing about people.
Well, what's that?
If they'd stop trying to chisel the law, they'd save themselves a lot of trouble. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Size of the hole in him looks like it came from that .375 Magnum Winchester on the floor over there.
A rifle of that caliber is more suited for hunting elephants than a job like this.
Bentley probably used it as a prop. Looks like they were taking some jungle shots in the studio.
Adds a few complications, doesn't it? After homicide arrived, Lewison and I went back to headquarters. Baroness Olga Jarvash was there with a cute blonde by the name of Herta Werner. I recognized Herta as the model Tom Bentley had been using in the snow scene. The Baroness had as little trouble recognizing the ring and bracelet.
But of course they are mine, Lieutenant. Most definitely mine. I cannot understand how Vasily could do so
Such a thing. Such a wonderful dancer. Such marvelous parties. Oh, that he should do something like this is positively heartbreaking.
I have a formal complaint sheet here, Baroness. I'd like you to sign it.
But of course I will. Imagine Vasily doing such a thing to me. Turning out to be a common thief this way. Of course I will sign it.
Maybe you're being a little hasty about this, Olga.
Oh?
What makes you say that, Miss Werner?
I was just thinking. Lieutenant, you found the bracelet and ring in Vasily's apartment?
That's right.
I don't suppose they were in that teakwood cabinet in the den, were they?
What makes you think that?
Olga, remember that party at Vasily's a week or 10 days ago? The crazy one where he got the idea for that taffy pull?
How could I forget? It was the best party we had all season. A simply wonderful one.
What are you driving at, Miss Werner?
It's simple enough, Lieutenant. If you've ever been to a taffy pull.
Yeah, rings sort of get in the way, don't they?
Bracelets can, too, if you're really in the mood for it.
Oh, but of course. How forgetful can I be? Of course, the ring and bracelet were in the way.
So you took them off and put them in that teakwood cabinet?
Yes, yes, that is exactly what I did. I had completely forgotten about them. How sweet of you to remember, Hector.
You reported them missing on that itemized robbery list you gave us.
Oh, naturally I did, Lieutenant. There was a robbery. They were missing. Of course I included them.
Yeah.
Oh, poor dear Vasily. What an injustice I nearly did to him. To think I was about to sign a complaint that he was nothing but a common thief. Oh, but now everything will be all right for him again.
Yeah. Miss Werner's got a remarkable memory for the whereabouts of other people's jewels. The Baroness signed a statement covering the facts about the ring and the bracelet. It was witnessed with a flourish by her to Werner and more sedately by myself. Then the two of them left.
Well, there it is, Dollar. If those two weren't lying, Vasily Odescu is in the clear.
Well, even if they were, he couldn't have killed Tom Bentley.
Yeah. I wonder if homicide came up with anything.
Anything new about the employees at Auger's building?
Their alibis are checking out one by one. Doesn't look like we've... Lewis in robbery. Anything turn up on that Bentley killing on 56th Street? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, keep us posted. No, not much help there. Well, seems pretty certain the 375 Winchester did the trick. Ballistics will verify in about an hour. No prints on it. So far, no witnesses. Looks like we're right back where we started from.
Expense account item 4, $1.45, cab fare. Driving my own car, I knew I'd never have found that little back street on the far side of Greenwich Village.
Hello there, Mr. Dollar. Come in. I've been expecting you.
Yeah, I gathered that.
You look like the type who'd be sharp enough to get what I meant. Back at police headquarters.
Well, the way you underlined your address on that statement and then batted your eyes at me wasn't exactly subtle.
It wasn't meant to be.
Well, now that that's settled... What do you want to tell me about the robbery? And, how much do you want?
Not very subtle yourself, are you?
You weren't thinking about my personality when you issued that invitation.
No, I was thinking about $1,000.
You've got expensive ideas.
$100,000 loss is even more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where the stuff is?
If I could tell you that, I'd ask for 20%.
Well, what can you tell me?
Come here a little bit, Mr. Dollar.
Yeah, sure.
I can't show you any etchings. But there's some pretty fine photos hanging on the walls. What do you think of them?
Yeah, very nice. But I like my cheesecake on the feminine side. Hey, didn't I see that massive muscle down at Bentley's earlier today?
You did. His name's Harley Townsend.
Your boyfriend?
My husband.
Oh, congratulations.
Don't bother. He won't be for long. That big ham has on his mind are his muscles and other people's money.
What's he got to do with $1,000 you had on your mind?
Plenty. He has a key to Olga's penthouse. He was with a dinner party last night, only he left Leghorn about 12:30 and came back at 1:30 with Tom Bentley. Starting to add up to $1,000, Mr. Dollar?
Not yet.
Then try this. Tom Bentley called him around 7 tonight. Harley blew up. Said he wouldn't settle for $10,000 when he could get 50. And Bentley better wait for him and get over there. And he tore out of here fast. And he took some of these cartridges with him.
Pretty big caliber.
So are the rifles of Harley's they were using at the studio.
Where's Harley now?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You're not telling everything you know.
Maybe not, but you can't prove it. And I'm not interested in being booked as an accessory.
Hmm? Sounds reasonable. Expense account item 5, $1.75. Cab fare back to Center Street.
So, Herta Werner came up with something, huh, Dolan?
Well, if $1,000 is the going price on selling out husbands, she is.
Might tie in with that if Holly and Tom Bentley worked it together. Bentley wants to take a safe $20,000 for turning the stuff back, and Holly objects with a .375 Winchester.
I can't think of a neater answer.
We'll check it out when we pick Holly up. Not much we can do until then.
We could try to figure how those spurs got out of the building without being seen.
I got a couple of possible answers. They could have been worn out on some woman's back or smuggled out by an employee.
Uh-huh. Say, a lot of those buildings have their service pickups at night, don't they?
Yeah. Saves traffic jams. Why?
Well, somebody posing as a cleaner or storage man could have carried them out without anyone paying too much attention.
I thought of that too, Dollar. Trouble is, the side seat the service entrance opens on was torn up for repairs. No service calls or deliveries were made yesterday or last night.
When is that repair job supposed to be over?
Sometime late this afternoon or tonight. Why?
Well, then maybe our boy could still use the serviceman gag.
Not unless the stuff is still in the building.
You know, that's a thought, Lieutenant. The side street by the Baroness's apartment building might have been under repair yesterday, but there was nothing wrong with it by the time we got there. We went into the service entrance and checked with the night superintendent who was on the door.
Yeah, that's right, Lieutenant. Street was fixed about 5 p.m. I'm getting regular service calls since then.
Do you keep a checklist of those calls?
Yeah, sure thing. Right over here. Check them in and out. I don't see much sense to it, but we do. Yep, here it is.
Anything unusual about any of the tradesmen?
Don't know what you call unusual, Lieutenant. A upholsterer came in. 3-4 florist boys. Always get a lot of them. The cleaners. Liquor delivered to a couple apartments. Usual run.
Anybody take any packages out?
Well, I wouldn't know about that particularly. I don't pay much attention. Coming in and out all the time. Guess maybe the laundryman's gonna take something out, though. He usually does.
What laundryman is that?
New fella. Don't think I ever saw him before. Real big he is. Kind of busting out of uniform. Nice enough fellow, though.
Could be Harley.
Yeah, sounds like it. What laundry was he from?
I don't think I noticed. Just saw he was a new one. If you want to know, why don't you ask him?
You know where we can find him?
Sure. He only checked in maybe 10 minutes ago. Probably down in the basement laundry room right now.
The laundry room, lined with wooden storage compartments and cluttered up with washing machines, dryers, and tubs, looked like a mad welter of confusion under the dim nightlights.
See him, Dolan?
No, not yet.
You've got to be down here somewhere. There's no other way out. One of the storage compartments.
Yeah, down at the end. Hey, there he is. It's Holly. Pushing that laundry cart.
Yeah.
Okay, Holly, stop right there. Police officers.
Watch it, Lieutenant.
Don't drive, Holly. Huh? Stop that gun.
You should have listened, Lieutenant.
Yeah. There they are, Dollar. The fur is under this laundry. Jewelry, too. Must have kept them in an empty storage room overnight.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of us had better sharpen up on the target range.
Hmm?
There's a bullet hole to the sleeve of this mink.
That'll cost your outfit something, Dollar.
Well, under the circumstances, I don't think they'll mind. Expense account item 6, $19.30. Hotel bill and miscellaneous. Expense account item 7, $5.10. Gas and oil back to Hartford. Expense account total, $50.45. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Welcome back. Well, a lot of dialects in this particular episode, and I thought a pretty good mystery. I like the twist and that perfectly reasonable explanation for why that guy had those jewels. All right, well, now we turn to listener comments and feedback. And Bobby Walker writes in on Facebook, just got done listening to the Frustrated Phoenix Matter. Great show as always. Plane tickets sure were cheaper back then. Thanks so much for the comment. Bobby, the plane tickets weren't cheaper, just things cost less in general. There have been a lot of research on old-time radio, in particular the show, and some folks have gone over the expense account. And what they found is, based on the numbers in the episodes, it's the cost for airline travel has actually gone up slower than the overall rate of inflation, perhaps partially due to some of the deregulation and stuff that occurred in the airline industry. But they were actually somewhat meticulous when the show was at its best. They would actually check these numbers, make sure that was really what a flight would cost. And this does sound about right for that time period. Bobby posted a separate comment saying, my wife and I fall asleep every night listening to Johnny Dollar. Thank you for providing us with great entertainment. Well, thanks so much, Bobby. I'm glad everyone's enjoying the show, and that'll actually do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the lineup. In the meanwhile, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and call us 208-991-4783. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.